What's the 411? You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a weekly program for teens, parents, teachers, and all who reach out. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and concerns that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. Tap into the pulse of today's youth. This hour, we're going to check out Healthy Kids Go Summer Camp. Healthy Kids Go Summer Camp provides a unique experience for kids aged 9 through 14. Go Performance by Goals Jim Talley presents this brand new day camp experience. From dynamic warm-ups to multiple forms of training, your child will have an exciting and active camp experience. I'm Dr. Liz Hollifield, and joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome Kim Jones. She is Senior Fitness Management Team.
Hello, 411 Teen family. It's nice to be back.
It's always a delight to have you. Okay. And we have a mother and daughter team, Lisa Metcalf.
Hi, it's great to be here.
And her daughter, Drew.
Great to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Drew is a student at, let me see here, I get confused, Swift Creek Middle School, and she's in the 7th grade, and she is into track. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, welcome, all of you, to 411 Teen. Look forward to hearing about this kind of unique experience of Go Summer Camp, Healthy Kids Go Summer Camp, right?
That's correct.
Sounds kind of inviting, Kim. I mean, like, you're combining maybe fun and health, you know, to create a kind of experience. Tell me what it's about.
Food, fun, fitness is basically what it's all about. And, you know, you and I have been on the show talking about healthy youth in the past. And I think, you know, one of our things is kids love to sit and play video games. And how do we get them more active? And so I'm super excited that Go Performance now allows us to reach a younger market that appeals to going to summer camp.
Oh, okay. Well, give me a little bit of history. I mean, how did this evolve? This is the first one, right?
Well, this is actually the second one that we tried to implement.
Oh, okay.
Goals Gym, however, we were kind of stuck to a certain age group. Mm-hmm. You had to be 14 or older. Well, those kids can stay at home now. They're not so interested in summer camps. And to be honest with you, the younger you get them, you know, the more you can instill those healthy behaviors.
Okay, all right. So is there a particular philosophy that is associated with this?
Well, we want to teach the three components of mobility, conditioning, and strength. All three components that will help, you know, even our youngest person to our oldest person just move through their everyday lives in a better and healthier way.
Well, expound on those for us. Distinguish the mobility and conditioning and strength.
Okay, so mobility. Can you reach your hands all the way over your head?
Okay.
You know, can you move from side to side without having pain? Can you pick up a box off of the floor without, you know, hurting yourself? Can you touch your toes? You know, very simply, that's mobility. Conditioning. Can you walk up or maybe even jog up a flight of stairs without getting out of breath? And then strength. What can you lift? I mean, in our everyday lives, we all have to lift things, and how easily we can do that. It's a big component.
Okay, all right. And I'm looking at you, sitting there, Lisa. What does this all mean to you as a parent?
Well, as a parent, exercise is very important, I think, for all children. I think the earlier you can get your child involved in exercise and making it fun exercise really goes a long way to establishing healthy habits throughout their life, whether they're teenager or adult. Go Performance is a very unique environment. It's a fun environment. It looks kind of like an indoor playground.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of, I call them toys. I've got the opportunity to go in there. And I think that really appeals to people of all ages, but especially kids and your preteen. So I think it just sets a good foundation. It's safe, teaching good, safe habits, so you don't learn bad habits at a young age.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got Drew. She can tell us. What is really, how significant is fitness to you? Does it really matter? I mean, at your age group, do kids really care?
Most kids don't really care, but then there's a lot of overweight kids at my school, so it's pretty important to me.
So that's what I hear you saying, is that your motivator, that you use that as, I don't want to get there.
Yes.
I could tell from that smile. Well, that's a good motivator. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so tell me what you're in. You're into track. Okay, and how long have you been doing that, and how long have you been aware of fitness? I mean, are you one of those, since your mom's in fitness anyway, I mean, did she start out with it 4 or 5? When, you know, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, actually, I don't know if Drew remembers, but we started exercising as a mom-daughter about the age of 2.
Really?
I got her out of the stroller, and we started walking around the neighborhood. And we have been walking together since about the age of 2. I've been a member at Gold's for 10-plus years. Mm-hmm. I think Drew kind of grew up at Gold's Gym back when they had childcare. Mm-hmm. And she's always been an active kid. I've always encouraged her being outside, playing. And about the age of 10, she came to me and expressed an interest in running. And it's... sounds like running would be something kind of simple, but really there's a lot of mechanics behind running properly. Mm-hmm. Good form, not getting yourself injured, warming up correctly. And her interest in running, once she got into middle school, turned into an interest in track, and specifically hurdling. Is that correct, Drew?
Yes.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you. Well, what do you find so appealing about track? What is it that keeps you going?
Well, running, like, if I'm, like, going through, like, a hard time, I can just run, and, like, it just kind of helps me, like, mentally sort things out,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of, like,
so it's sort of your panacea, okay,
yeah.
for whatever may be going wrong. But you run also when things aren't, you know, bad, or if you're running in track, I mean, I think that doesn't have too much to do with your emotions, right? I mean, you're just, you can be down or not. You got to run, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what is it? Tell us about it. Share it. How do you feel? What does it do to you?
Well,
How much time do you spend?
I spend, like, about an hour a day running.
Okay. And what does this involve? Where do you go? Do you do it in the neighborhood? Is it organized? Do you have to go someplace? Are you on a team? Those are the kinds of things I'd like to hear you share. Because I think, you know, other, you know, young folks who may be listening might go, wow, that sounds like fun. So share it with us.
I'm on a team at my school. And every day after school, we practice on our soccer field.
Mm-hmm. And what does practice involve, and how long is practice?
Practice is about an hour and 30 minutes long, and we do warm-ups, drills, and we run around and, like, just practice for our events.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Coach Kim, I guess that's what they call you.
They do.
At what point do parents need to really start thinking about exercise? I mean, Lisa, you were fantastic, but we're preaching to the choir right now.
Yes, and that's part of this camp. I mean, really, mm-hmm. parents really need to start thinking about their child's health and fitness from day one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of your listeners know this, but you have all of your predisposed diseases that you might get later in life from the time of 0 to 30 years of age, all right? Your lifestyle from those ages really kind of dictate what your, you know, middle and older adult life is going to be. And even though Drew is an athlete and she's healthy and fit, a big part of this camp is also getting kids who are not active and fusing those two groups together, because more than just being overall about healthy, we want their self-esteem to rise And if the fit kid is helping the unfit kid to get fit or live a healthier lifestyle, whether you play a sport or not, I mean, that's the big goal of this camp.
What's the criteria for a camp admission? I mean, do they have to have a PE? Do they have to have a physical? Can you kind of share that with us?
Yes, absolutely. They don't have to have a physical. However, the parent must fill out a complete health history form on the child, because we need to know what we're walking into. Is the child asthmatic? Is the child a diabetic? Those are things that we want our fitness team to know, so that if something happens at camp, yes, here are the things, because all of our camp counselors are AED and first aid certified, so they're going to know CPR. You know, they're going to have all those things in place to handle a situation if there is, in fact, one. But really, the criteria, for the most part, is if you have an interest, whether you are the child or the parent, in being more fit, then we want to invite you to come into our facility and have a great time. It's not about keeping up with the Drews of the world, but it's about just coming and moving and going and having fun while you do that. Nobody's going to, you know, judge you.
All right, so what if I want to do this? How do I contact you? What's the process?
Okay, the first process, just to kind of find a little bit more out, is go to kidsgocamp.com. On that website, you can find the material that you need to not only fill out in terms of a registration form, you also have your sample menu by Flex Foods.
We'll
be providing
lunch,
and we'll need to talk about that. The health history is not on that. You actually come into the gym to fill that out. That gives us a little FaceTime with the parent. Mm-hmm. And if the parent is not a member of our facility already, there's a parent perk in which the parent also gets a 30-day free trial.
Oh, really?
So, hey, if the kids get in fit, we want the parent to be fit right along with them.
That's great. So the parent can come for 30 days. You're tuned in to 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and parents and teachers and all who reach out. This hour, we're talking about a real unique camp experience presented by Gold's Gym Talent. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, and we have been talking about Healthy Kids Go Summer Camp, which is presented by Gold's Gym Tally. Kim Jones, one of the senior fitness management team members, was just sharing with us some information about the camp itself. Kim, I had to interrupt you, but can you share the hours? Let's get into that. And I know you had mentioned about food, so there's a lot of things that I want to touch into. But first of all, what are the hours for the camp?
The actual camp is going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There are definitely options to drop your child off early. A regular drop-off starts at 8:30 a.m. If you need to drop your child off early, they can be dropped off as early as 8 a.m.
Oh, okay. Now, what about after hours? I mean, what if you don't get off work until 4:30?
I understand that. However, it is going to be a pretty strict pickup policy.
Okay.
And the reason for that is we actually have a very awesome and unique relationship with Skate World.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just don't want to make the child run around and lift weights all day. Again, remember, we want this to be a fun and active camp.
Mm-hmm.
So Skate World has actually partnered up with us so that they can have a fun activity after they're done with their mobility, conditioning, and strength for the day. then they can get to go and socialize and have some fun at Skate World.
Okay, so they'll be leaving from Skate World.
They will be leaving from Skate World.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So you don't. Okay, that sounds. What about the cost? We got to look at all that.
I know. Okay, so our camp cost, if you sign up, early registration date ends May 15th. The camp cost is $300 per child if you do that. After May 15th, it does go up to $350. Now, you do have the option to forego Skate World and forego the healthy lunch provided by Flex Foods, and that does lower your cost of camp.
Okay.
Average cost right off the top of my head, if you wanted to not do that, would be $250 for the week.
Okay.
But if you wanted your child to attend the full camp, plan on $300 for the week, and that takes care of the entire day, lunch, Skate World, everything. That's all inclusive.
Okay. So now the camp is divided into different sessions. What are the sessions and when do they start and end? Can you share all that?
Yes. So again, that's a lot of great information. So if you don't quite get it, listeners, again, you can go to kidsgocamp.com, and there is a sample itinerary on there from pickup or from drop off to pickup. So it is broken off into session where we actually do the mobility and warm-up, or dynamic warm-up would be done first. Then we would go into a strength portioning, conditioning, and kind of end with another mobility session to cool down. There are breaks in between those, parents, so don't worry. We won't totally exhaust your child.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they will have 45 minutes to an hour for lunch, and then our camp counselors will escort them over to Skate World. And if you don't know, we are the Go Performance in conjunction with Gold's Gym, located off of Capitol Circle Northeast. So we're literally walking across the parking lot.
Okay. Now, are there any scholarships or anything like that available for maybe kids who might want to come, but maybe they aren't able to foot the bill, or any options like that?
Yes, I am hoping in the future that that's going to be a part of our program, being that this is our first year up and running. Just a lot of the out-of-pocket costs to get our counselors and, you know, to get the food, get Skate World involved, get everything up and running. That's not available this go-around.
Okay. As a parent, what is the most appealing component to this? And it has a lot of them. I mean, there's the food, and we didn't get into the fitness. I mean, the food. We really need to address that more, and I will. But I just want to hear from you as far as, you know, you're sitting back and you hear this. What do you hear that draws you in?
Well, as a parent, it can be very difficult to find a summer camp that your child is going to like, and that's not, for lack of a better word, cookie cutter. So this provides what I think is a very unique and different opportunity. I think it reaches out to all types of kids, like Kim was mentioning, whether a kid that's not involved in sports or maybe a bit of a couch potato, to make fitness fun. Also a kid that's very involved in sports. Exercising on your off season, conditioning, getting stronger, and making sure you're doing it safely is critical as we go into the new school year and kids start getting back into their fall sports or their winter sports. They haven't taken a whole 3 months off of doing nothing. They've been working on strengthening, conditioning, flexibility, things that they all can use, you know, coming up in the season when they start their next sport.
True. Did you hear the routine that Coach Kim was sharing exactly as far as what they'd be doing? I wanted to know hear you respond to it. What did you find appealing? What did you like about that?
Mostly the part about going to Skate World at the end.
Well, that's good exercise, too. But let's throw Skate World out of there. And then, second choice.
Well, just being able to condition, like.
Mm-hmm. Good. Like, go on.
Training, like, I play a sport, so conditioning is, like, important to me, like, getting stronger, faster, so it's, like, important things for me to do, and I can just do it in a camp instead of, like, going on my own time.
Are your friends into conditioning and fitness? That look on your face goes, no, they aren't.
No.
I can read that. Well, how do they respond to you? I mean, do you find that you may be a little motivator for them?
Well, they kind of find it funny how I go to the gym a lot when I have practice after school every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they might, they just haven't told me.
Have they ever said anything?
Yeah.
Do you all have PE at school?
We do, but it's not an option. Like, it's optional. Oh. Like, you don't have to take it.
Oh, you don't have to take it. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you? I'm sure you have taken it, huh? Or haven't you?
No, I haven't.
And you haven't taken it. Okay. Why have you opted out?
Because I would just rather focus on one sport than doing multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just rather focus on one thing and make sure I'm doing the right conditioning. And I feel like I get a better workout at the gym.
I'm sure you probably do. Do you know exactly how PE, even though you haven't enrolled in it, is set up? I mean, how often do people have it? Is it weekly? Is it daily? How does that run at your school?
It's daily.
Oh, it is daily.
It's for about 50 minutes every day.
Okay. Is that year-round? Because you were saying it's optional. Is it just the semester? I'm just trying to get a feel for exactly what is offered, you know, in the public school as far as physical education is concerned.
Well, you don't have to take it.
Right.
We can, we have different electives, and mm-hmm. PE is taken as an elective.
Okay.
So you can choose other classes instead of PE.
Okay. Do people choose it?
Yes.
Okay. So it is relatively popular, you would say?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. That's positive. You're smiling, Kim, and shaking. All of that is very good to hear. I'm glad to know all that. Because we hear so much about PE being cut out and eliminated.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the food.
Yes.
I know food was a component. You said food and fitness, okay?
Right.
Tell us about this Flex Foods. What's special about them? And they will be providing lunch, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Do they have an option of selecting what they want, or how does that work?
They do. And let me answer you this way. So, listeners, remember three components: fitness, food, fun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want to give the child, even if they take one thing away from what we say about fitness, whether that's mobility, conditioning, or strength, as long as they take one thing away and it sticks with them, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Food. Okay, so that's going to be provided by Flex Foods, and they've come up with the Healthy Kids Menu. Now, this is great, so let me explain, because when you look on the website and see what that menu is, you're going to go, mac and cheese, chicken tenders, but it's kids-friendly, and there are different
uh-huh.
ways to make food like that healthier. And so that's what we're trying to get the child to understand, too. So chicken tenders are not necessarily fried. They're baked with maybe a little breading on them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
they choose the mac and cheese, it's going to be a whole wheat with light cheese, so it's made a lot lighter. If we're doing a hamburger, it's going to be on a whole wheat
mm-hmm.
bun. So
awesome.
When you're, or lasagna, it might be with turkey, or, you know, again, the wheat pasta. So when you're looking at that menu, we want to appeal to a kid's palate, but at the same time teach them that they can still enjoy food that they like, just in a healthier manner.
Okay.
And then, of course, the fun component. We don't want the child to hate moving. We want you to go.
Yeah.
And actually, the Go Performance slogan is Go More, Be More.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's interesting. I'm wondering, are they in groups or is it an individual kind of thing as far as the training itself in the morning? Okay. I mean, is a child assessed individually and then, you know, their fitness plan set up? How does that work?
We would love to assess every child individually.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we get so many of you at our summer camp that that's impossible. So what we've done is we've set a certain number of counselors for every
awful.
Per number of kids that we have
mm-hmm.
signed up for the week so that you're not having one counselor to, say, 30 children.
Mm-hmm.
You're having multiple so that the counselors can circle around. And I also might want to add, when I say camp counselors, they are certified personal trainers. Okay. Right. Or they might even be, say, for instance, volunteers from Florida State that might be on an athletic team.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or somebody from, say, like the medical school or exercise physiology mm-hmm. department. So our camp counselors are going to be very qualified in exercise science.
Okay.
And overall fitness. Right. So that way every child kind of gets, you know, a one-on-one touch.
And again, I know you've shared it before, share again the process for registration. Because often when we're talking and you hear it on the radio, I mean, you
yes.
hear it, but you really don't. So that's why I keep
yes.
asking you to share
no, not
that,
a
if
problem.
You don't mind.
So the very first step is to go to the website. That is kidsgocamp.com. On that website, there are a number of different things that you can browse and click on. The registration form is on there. The flex food menu is also on the website. The liability waiver is on the website. So that when, and a sample itinerary is on the website. So you can get more of a broken down visual of how your child is going to spend their day. After you've gone to that website, if you were to print those three forms out and bring them into the Goals Gym off of Capitol Circle Northeast that is located right in the same shopping plaza as Skate World, you would turn those forms in there and pick up the health history to also fill out on your child. And again, if you are not a member of the health club and you are a parent, then we would also fill out the forms to give you a complimentary 30-day membership.
That sounds like a pretty carrot, good carrot there.
Or you could just call me. And my cell is actually on that website.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
they can contact me via phone, call or text.
Go, and I know you have shared, Lisa, about Go Performance, but I guess I throw this out to all of you. What is it, how does Go Performance distinguish it from other fitness plans or fitness programs?
I have the perfect person to answer that for you. So okay. I'm going to direct a question towards Drew.
Okay.
Drew, did you like going into the main weightlifting club being Gold's Gym?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you like working out in Go Performance?
Yes.
Okay. Could you possibly tell us why?
The weightlifting, it was just like, I didn't really enjoy it. Like, it was just like lifting weights over and mm-hmm. over again. But for the Go Performance, it was like lifting weights but doing it in different ways instead of just repeating the same thing multiple times.
So it wasn't boring. Is what I hear you saying.
Yes.
You know, you liked having the variety of ways of doing something, accomplishing a goal.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because people can't see you. When you mentioned that to her, Coach Kim, her big smile went over her face.
Yes.
So obviously it made a big difference. Now, you've worked with other kids. And, you know, in what way have you worked and coached other kids? I know, for example, Brennan's not here, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we miss you.
Yes, we do miss you, Brennan. Well, like, we work with all sorts of different kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are some kids that come to us and just want to feel better and look better. Maybe they're getting picked on a little bit in school, and this is giving them more confidence. They're also, you know, we get athletes, young athletes like Drew, who actually, she didn't tell you this, after doing Go Performance for the last several months, her 100-meter hurdle time has gone down significantly. So she's gotten stronger. And it was like pulling teeth before we got the Go Performance studio, getting her in the weight room, trying to do some basic strength moves.
Well, it looks different. I mean,
it does. It looks different.
It's appealing even to the eye. So that has a lot to do with it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How would you compare and contrast your program to other fitness programs?
Ooh, that's a great question. I have not seen better programming since I left Florida State Strength and Conditioning Program.
Okay.
Our programming actually comes from the corporate Go Performance headquarters. They sit down at a round table with not just fitness professionals, but they actually have a physical therapist on staff. And so they are writing programs that not only safely start to increase your overall strength, conditioning, mm-hmm. and flexibility,
mm-hmm.
but also taking in mind all the planes your body moves in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's transverse, there's sagittal, there's lateral planes, vertical. So you have all these different planes of movement that sometimes you don't necessarily get in what was a standard health club. But with this, it's all about being fit and functional.
Mm-hmm.
And moving in the way the human body is supposed to move in, which if we do that, we're much more successful in achieving results.
Do young folks have to worry about getting too much exercise? Is that something that they have to really be concerned about?
Well, yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I say it that way, young people have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, once someone gets tired or, if someone needs to sit out for a little bit to catch their breath,
mm-hmm.
that's absolutely okay. We do not expect everybody to be at the same fitness level. And that's the beauty of this. It can be scaled easily to anybody's, whether you're, you're young or an adult, anybody's fitness level.
Okay, that sounds great. Are there any, can you identify any restrictions that may apply? And when I say restrictions, I'm thinking about things that folks may have, any disabilities or anything like that, that really, would be difficult.
Well, again, our goal is to not turn anyone...
Don't worry about that.
Okay. Our goal is to not turn anyone away
mm-hmm.
by any means. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want to know ahead of time what we might be working with, thus the health history. And so I ask parents that you do fill that out in detail to the best of your ability, because that also allows our coaches to prepare for whom they might have in their camp that week.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is it's open to just about everyone, and you will accommodate them.
It's open to just about everyone, and we will try to accommodate them the best of our ability.
Okay.
And if a parent feels like, there's a concern, again, you have the website, and on that website is my contact information, and we can set an appointment to speak with you one-on-one and tour you through the facility.
We're going to take a brief break. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and their parents and their teachers and all who reach out. If you're just joining us, we have just been talking about a most unique kind of program, Healthy Kids Go Summer Camp. And it's something that's new and different and will be happening at Gold's Gym, Tally, right? We're looking forward to people becoming involved. Joining me again here, I have Kim Jones, who is a member of the Senior Fitness Management Team. I have Lisa Metcalf and her daughter, Drew. And we're just talking about fitness and how important it is. Kim, is there a dress code? And this, we got 1,000 questions, 1,000 things come up, and I think, oh, I want to ask her this, and I'm writing little notes down. Is there a dress code, first of all, for this camp?
Well, athletic wear.
Okay.
Tennis shoes. Obviously, it's a summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Shorts, T-shirts. Parents, if you wanted to bring a change of clothes for your child, just in case, children will be children.
Mm-hmm.
In case something spills on them or they're getting too sweaty and they feel like they need to have a change of clothing, that's fine. But we're dealing with athletic wear.
Okay. All right. All programs, all camps, are something we always have to deal with, have rules and regulations. Are there any particular rules that we need to be aware of, or parents need to be aware of?
Obey thy camp counselor at all times.
Okay.
All right. I mean, that's basically the goal. And when I say that, you have to remember, the studio has a lot of toys, as Lisa best
mm-hmm.
put it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we do not want our 9-year-old picking up something that our 14-year-old might be picking up.
Mm-hmm.
So that juncture in the strength portion is where we will split
mm-hmm.
the youth up into appropriate age categories.
That, you read my mind because that was the question. Are they broken into age categories into groups like that?
At that juncture, yes, okay. Because a 9-year-old might still do the same movement the 14-year-old mm-hmm. may do, but it's going to be scaled down to an age-appropriate movement.
Okay.
Because we don't want 9-year-olds lifting a lot of weight. So instead of that, you know, they might throw a medicine ball that's 4 pounds or you know, work with a 3-pound dumbbell versus a 10 or 15-pound dumbbell.
I think that's good to hear that because I think parents, the more information that parents have, the better choice, you know, they can make and decide that, wow, yeah, this sounds like something that would be great for my kid. Now, I know you mentioned the Flex Lunch. Can they bring their lunch, too? We didn't talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. So your child may definitely bring their own lunch. Okay. And if they had special needs, if you contact us early enough, Flex can accommodate that. So they have a gluten-free, they have a paleo, they have vegetarian. So parents, if you don't particularly see something on that menu that that Flex is not providing specific to your child's needs, mm-hmm. if you let us know ahead of time, we can make those arrangements with Flex Foods.
That's
However,
great.
If parents, you just wanted to send your child with a bag lunch, that does lower your cost of camp.
Okay.
And also, if you only wanted them to do the Go Performance half and you did not want them to attend Skate World after, then that also slightly lowers your cost of camp.
And then that would end their day of camp also, right?
Their day of camp would end about 12:30.
Okay.
If they did that.
If they did that.
If they decided to not participate in Skate World. Correct.
Okay. All right. I wanted to ask Drew, and I wanted to make sure I had time. When you think about your training and your working out and your fitness program, what has been the most beneficial component of it to you?
Wait, to like doing what?
Oh, when you think about your training and the workout program that you've had up until this point, because you've said you've been into fitness and training, I wanted to know what was the most beneficial part.
It's helped me gone stronger and faster for my races. My time has gone down in every one of my meets, mm-hmm. so it's like helping me conditioning and stuff.
If one of your friends were considering maybe getting into fitness, what kinds of things would you tell them? They're like, Drew, I don't know. Thinking about it. Seems like it might be fun. What would you say to them?
I would tell them all the benefits I've had because of it.
Mm-hmm. And what would those be? Describe those to us. Because what I'm having you do is share the benefits with the listening audience. Maybe some young folks out there listening. So you can tell them exactly what you have benefited from.
I'm a lot stronger. I'm a lot healthier than most of the kids at my school. I don't know if it really matters, but I don't get sick a lot.
Oh, yes, it does.
It does.
Yes, it does.
That matters.
It matters. I mean, I think all of that is really very valuable.
I feel more focused at school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get as distracted as much.
Okay. And it seems like you use it in a very positive way, because you said sometimes when you're uptight, you'll run. Mom is nodding her head, and I'll get to you, Mom. But so you found a real constructive way, beneficial way, for it to just incorporate it into your life.
Yes.
Okay. Mom.
I can just piggyback off of Drew's comments. It's great her being involved in track and being involved in sport. As a parent, it's very exciting to watch her hurdle. It's a little nerve-wracking at first, but I've gotten a little bit used to it.
In what way?
Just watching your child out there competing mm-hmm. for the first time as a parent. I did not compete in any sports, actually, growing up. So this has been kind of a new experience for me. So it's very exciting. I'm very proud of her. Watching her do things that I could not do at her age and probably couldn't do it at this age. it makes me very proud of her. It's also very good, I think, for mental health, like as Drew was talking about. Mm-hmm. If she does get stressed or worried or is not sleeping well, going for a run or even a walk, and just knowing that exercise can really change your mind and your perception of how to handle things in middle school or any age with testing and friends and all that drama that comes, it also helps her to focus and to be more organized. And that's a skill that really all kids need, whether or not you want to play a sport or not. Mm. Everything Drew says, I just want to say absolutely.
Well, I think we can direct the question about competition here to Kim. I mean, we've got someone who knows all the benefits of competition. And share some of that with us, please, because competition does seem to have a very valuable role in Drew's life. And, I mean, I'm sure in a lot of lives of young athletes and kids who want to stay in good shape.
Yeah, competition, in my mind, is kind of a subsequence of having a disciplined nature about yourself, mm-hmm. meaning that most athletes that compete are disciplined to a degree. But what, again, we're trying to tie over into the mainstream population of our youth is that maybe you don't enjoy competing, but if we can give you a better discipline and a healthier respect for yourself by working out, staying active, going more. Mm-hmm. I think that ties over again into getting out pent-up energy that does help you focus more. It does help you sleep better. And when you move, you naturally want to eat better. So you get used to feeling better in your own body. And once that happens, you know, you don't want to lose that.
And as far as eating better is concerned, Drew, are your, you know, friends concerned about what they eat? Does it matter at all what they eat? Or does it, you know, they're just oblivious to it?
They don't really care.
Wow, you are truly exceptional. I mean, so you stand out in that way, too. So they aren't conscious. I mean, you don't have friends who may be vegetarians and don't eat certain, because I know so many young, I mean, I know a lot of young kids that do. That's why I'm asking you this. Uh-huh. So I don't know, I wanted to know if they are just an eclectic group or is it more the norm than I think?
They just really eat what they want to.
Okay, so you don't find that. Is that the case what you see, Kim? Because I know you also work with young folks.
Yes, and I see a little bit of both. I think in Drew's experience that, you know, she has an exceptional parents in the sense that they, you know, they do talk about food and, you know, healthier eating, but it's not so overstated that it creates an eating problem. Mm-hmm. So there has to be a healthy balance. Mm-hmm. My first thing is I want you to move more. I want you to go more. Mm-hmm. And then maybe let's focus on, you know, all those, you know, soda pops and Coca-Colas aren't that great for you. Or let's not have fries with your sandwich. Let's change that over to fruit maybe. Your body can use that. Instead of talking about, you know, being overweight, try to explain to even my adult clients, not just my youth clients, explain to them that the body works and responds better when you put better things
mm-hmm,
in it.
As far as the exercise is concerned, do you recommend individual versus group, or at least elaborate on the difference in looking at that and the benefits to one over the other?
That really depends on the individual, to be honest with you. And I think that both have their place to anyone, meaning that group is a nice social setting. If you see other people moving and going and working hard and sweating like you are, that makes you feel like you're not alone. But maybe not only do you enjoy that, you have a movement that you're not quite comfortable with, that you need some individual attention, and that's absolutely okay. We all have that. Every now and again, I even get someone to take a look at me squatting or powerlifting because I can't always see myself.
Okay. That sounds like a good answer. I just wonder if kids respond better to individual or to group for basically those same reasons that you mentioned. You see everybody else. I'm looking at you. What do you think about that?
Well, from my own personal experience, I noticed with Drew, one-on-one with Kim was very good. But when Drew goes into the Go Performance and does some of the group conditioning classes with other kids, I think she – I don't want to say she has fun. Not that she doesn't have fun with Kim, but being with your peers, it just – I think she enjoys it. As an adult personally, I tend to lean towards individual myself. But I have to be honest, I have done some classes with Drew, mom-daughter, and I really have enjoyed the group atmosphere. So that's been different for me. There's more energy. And so when you walk into a group and maybe you're tired and I'm really not into this workout and I really don't want to be here, I got all these things on my mind, just feeding off the energy of the other people in the group
is good.
Can really motivate you.
As far as motivation is concerned, Kim, what would you say to the parent who is aware that their child, you know, may be a couch potato, and they're concerned about it, okay? But they really don't know how to approach it. They'd like to get them in a fitness program and just are asking you, what should I do?
Okay, that is
how should I address
excellent
that?
Question. Every Sunday at 2 p.m., we actually have a family workout.
Oh, really?
So, and that's in the Go Performance Studio. Again, we're located at Capital Circle Northeast, right next to Skate World in the Gold's Gym Shopping Plaza. Mm-hmm. Come. You do not have to be a member to try out the class. Even if you just want it to look and not participate, come as a family and check it out, and then let's go from there. You can make appointments with any of our fitness team and sit down and really go over all of your, you know, concerns or, you know, whatever question that you might have for yourself and your child. But I think doing it together as a family, it might be something that
That's
takes
great.
Some
I
of that concern
know.
Out of it. Because then parents can actually go through some like movements that their kids are going to be going through.
Okay.
And have that experience.
That's fantastic. I didn't know about that. Plus, in addition, you're saying the parent, if they enroll their child in the program,
gets a 30-day free trial membership.
Okay. And what do they do? How do they contact you? Give us everything so that we know exactly.
Absolutely. Again, the first step is to go to kidsgocamp.com. You can also text or call me. My cell number is on there.
Okay.
I will state it now. It's area code 850-212-3516. Or you can contact Gold's Gym, Capital Circle Northeast, and ask for Kim Jones.
Okay. Well, we've got two more minutes. I got plenty of time to talk to you. Lisa looks like, oh, no. But as we come to the close, any recommendations that you would make just to young folks overall as far as fitness and eating? Because I think that it's really an issue. I think that Drew is the exception and not the norm. And some
yes.
of the kids that I know, because I know a lot of kids who are very much into eating appropriately and eating right, but I don't think that's the norm. What would you say, Kim?
Well, I don't think Lisa would mind me sharing this because this is a part of her story. Is she was actually an overweight child.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to, you know, work at getting fit. And so you just heard the conversation between the two of them. She's more of an individual person. Drew drives and thrives off of being in a group because she's slightly competitive. So that's why she leans towards athletics. But just in them, mother-daughter sitting here, you see kind of a unification happening, being that there's someone who's not used to competing. There's someone who
mm-hmm.
likes competing, someone who wasn't always fit, someone who started off being fit, and they now have a likeness. So in closing, you don't have to be an athletic kid to join this summer camp.
Okay.
We want all kids to feel comfortable, and the whole message is to move more and go more, because we simply want you to be more.
Closing message from you, Drew. I mean, just recommendations, suggestions that you might make to kids about getting their act together. I mean, you really are an example, and we applaud you. This is what it's all about. So what kinds of things would you share to get your friends to do what you're doing?
Well, if you enjoy doing a sport, then maybe just you can condition for stuff like that.
Okay. Just that. I mean, if you enjoy it and you can build on that. Well, that's it for this edition of 411 Teen. Special thanks to you for just sharing all of that information. To my listening audience, tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. This edition of 411 Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistant, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Teen or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Teen podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.